Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey guys, just a quick one before we jump into the pod. We're super excited because we've teamed up with our very first brand.
We certainly have, and it could not be more perfect. I mean, how much do we talk about our hair?
All the time, and it's time we treated hair right, right? We're here to tell you all about Cloud9, which is the future of healthy hairstyling.
They have a super wide range of hairstyling tools, which help you look your best and look after your hair at the same time.
Now, if you're worried about heat, don't, because I know I always worry. They have variable temperature control. Now, it's Cloud9's innovative hairstyling feature. Variable temperature control works smarter, but not hotter. And it has a range of temperature settings from 100 to 200 degrees so that you can style at the healthiest heat for you. Now, this year, Cloud9 released the 2-in-1 Contouring Iron Pro. So with its curved plates, you can actually straighten, wave, or curl your hair with just one tool. Me and Soph are absolutely loving it.
We absolutely love them. And they have something called Revive Mode, which makes the plates vibrate while styling to reduce friction on the hair. No drag means no snag.
So put your hair health first. Discover the unstoppable range of styling tools at cloud9hair.com. And we have a little discount code. So use our code LIPS20 for 20% off for a limited time only.
Get shopping and let's get back to the pod.
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. It's so lovely to have you. I'm Robin Richford.
And I'm Sophie Brown.
And each week we jump into all those things you're chatting about in your late 20s, early 30s, trying to figure it out.
Yeah. And I mean, we're on a journey. I feel like I'd love to know how many different topics we've done now. We've done loads.
We've done so many. But also as well, I just feel like I could almost like go back to the beginning because I imagine that like my opinions would change so much. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah, and I feel like it's interesting the first few episodes. Like I might go back and listen to them actually because I bet they're well different than the ones now.
Yeah, of course. Because you love me way more now, so.
Way more, way less. I don't know.
I was actually a guest on another pod this week and they were asking me about you.
Really?
Yeah, they were like, how did it come about and how did it all happen? And I thought, it's so interesting. I bet you, like, no one really knows, you know what I mean? And I was like, we're like a budget version of Little Mix, really. We were like... Yeah. I was like, we were both cast and put together and then we instantly just hit it off, which was... You know, so lucky, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And we've spoken about it before, but like people that don't know, that first day that we met, we went to an event together and we were like running around the shops trying to get me an outfit, literally. So we were like tanning in the toilet together, like went to this event. So we were like, we know that
it's so true. Get on nothing bonds a girl like some cheap tan in a public restroom, really.
Gosh, and I feel like I've looked at the, we talk about the topics beforehand, but this one's interesting. I feel like we're going to bond even more.
No, I know. Do you know what was really funny, actually? Obviously, we chat loads about what we want to talk about. And as a general rule, we just kind of take our inspiration from exactly what we're chatting about with our pals, like out on a Friday night with a glass of wine. That's exactly what we like to do. But Sophie's eyes, when she saw what we're talking about this week, she's like, oh, okay. And her little Cheltenham voice.
I feel comfortable on this pod now and I feel like I've shared a few things, but I'm still quite like a, I don't know, I don't share everything all at once. I'm very sort of like,
which I feel like I have, to be fair. I'm much more of an open book, I would say. I'm quite like, meh, aren't I?
I think it's because I don't mind sharing stories. I think that's fine. I think it's just because some of mine
end up in the Daily Mail.
I don't know. Yeah, exactly. It risks fucking being put in the paper. And then also, no, some of them are just really personal, I think. Like, I'm really open, I'd say. Like, I'm very open when I meet people, but I just think some stories and stuff, I don't know, I just feel like...
Well, you better open up that box, girl, because this is the right time. This week, we are talking all about first times.
Woo!
This is really interesting because I think, see, as you were kind of growing up, first times of things seem to be... I had more weight in it. Do you know what I mean by that?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah.
Like, I feel like I was like, oh, your first kiss got to be so special. And when you think about it now, like, I don't even remember my first kiss, I don't think.
That quickly went out the window. Let's start with that one then. I remember mine.
Do you? Oh, my gosh, tell me.
I used to go to an all-girls grammar school, secondary school, so it was all females, which was hell on earth. No, it was just, it was a very sort of toxic, like bitchy environment. Some parts were really fun, but sometimes I get on really well with like male energy and stuff. I just feel like I probably should have gone to a mixed school, but it did just make us like ravenous for, I can't say ravenous. Basically, we were young, we were, you know, it was all we talked about really, because we weren't around boys. It was like this kind of like, I don't know.
Like a taboo, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. And there was a boys' school that was kind of like joint. Like my brother went to that boys' school and like we'd be friends with the boys, but obviously, you know, we'd do stuff socially, but not go to school together. So we'd never see them, you know, in the day. It was just like at the weekends. But yeah, we used to have these. I don't know if you used to have them, but like under 18 parties.
Oh, yes. Yeah, we had them.
Yeah. And it was like the popular girls that would do it. And they would, you'd buy a ticket or whatever. And there was one that we went to and I was in year 9, which I don't know when people have a first kiss, but I don't think that's that early. I actually think that's quite late. Like I was like, what, 13?
Year 9, 13. Yeah, I think that's
13.
That's quite late, I think.
I think so. But I didn't really like have boyfriends and stuff like that. Like that wasn't really like even in primary school, it wasn't like people like, oh, you know, they had whatever. Yeah, we just didn't really have that. I didn't anyway. But yeah, went to this thing and we were all talking about it before. I'm pretty sure one of my friends kissed 20 plus boys that night. It was a thing. I think it was, I don't know whether it's the same for you, but like you just kissed loads of people.
Yeah, no, that was a thing. I have one of my friends, I won't name and shame her. And to be fair, I wouldn't even shame her because she really does not give a shit, which is what I love about her. She was always the girl that would just like literally not even talk to people. They would just turn around and start kissing. Do you know that weird thing that they used to like pull each other towards each other?
Yes. Yeah, so that's what I was going to say. So there was this like fit guy, he's called Sam. And he was reasonably fit, like he was known as being quite fit. And he ended up being my first kiss. But it was literally where you're dancing with your friends, you're like, you know, bopping about. And yeah, the guy would come up behind you.
Oh, I'm actually secondhand like, cringing right now.
Facing you, but you're obviously your back and you're just like sort of dancing together, like rubbing your backs together. And then you're looking at your, God, it's really like coming back to my brain now. I'm hoping people listening will be like, oh my God, I remember this. But you'd look at your friends and you'd be like, do I turn around? You'd like, you wouldn't even really necessarily know who it was because they just come up behind and they'd be like, yeah, turned around. Oh, and yeah, had a proper kiss with him. And that was my first kiss. And my first kiss was like a proper kiss. And then I think I kissed a few other boys. But it was just a kiss. Like it wasn't really anything.
No,
you know.
It never was really at that age, was it? I remember our unders disco was called The Zest. And it was in the Scouts Hall. And I used to say, I'm going to the club, you know. And my mum would be like, well, I mean, it's a Scouts Hall, darling, you know.
Going to the club.
And we used to have these glow sticks. Did you ever have the glow stick?
Yeah. I mean, what age are you talking here? Because we didn't at these parties.
Did you not? We had glow sticks when we were at the unders when we were about, first year, secondary school. So we were about 13.
Mm.
And we used to have these glow sticks and basically you used to hold them round your index finger and then across your knuckles and then use your pinky to secure it.
Wow.
I mean, horrific. And then we used to do these like weird dance moves with the glow sticks, thinking we're some sort of like weird ravers.
Oh my God. I mean, I feel like we were much more, which I don't like, but it was much more showy. Like everybody was trying to, I don't know, like look quite cool and stuff. And I think because we were at an all girls school, like we were just.
Yeah, I bet you were still quite nervy around the boys.
Yeah. I just remember the smell, like, you know, whatever fragrance links, whatever was going. Like I remember it was so strong because the boys would like douse themselves in it before they went out. But we used to, I don't know if you did, but we used to like try and get alcohol before we went in there and we used to get, like, you know, other people to buy it for us and stuff. But I actually think that first one, we got someone else to get us some alcohol from the shop and she ended up having to throw it in the bin because the police came around the corner or something. No. So we never actually, I think drank for that one. But I remember thinking like, being that young and being in that environment and dancing and everything, it almost made you feel
like you were drunk. I know, it's so true. I was always such a scaredy cat. I actually regret that a little bit. Get over yourself, like live a little, you know? That's what I used to always think, like when I look back now, I'm like, gosh, I was just terrified. And all my friends used to get drunk and I used to like kind of pretend, you know, like stick my tongue in and pretend that I was doing it. Ooh, that's me drunk. And there was this one time that I stole some vodka out my mum's, bottle of vodka. And what I did is I put it in a like a plastic bottle, like a water bottle. And I ran and put it in the hedge behind my garage.
Mm.
And then I made my little brother, who must have only been like 8 at the time, like run and get it for me so that then I could take it. And it was so funny. I went to all this effort and I remember my mum just being annoyed that I'd watered down her vodka with just water.
Oh my God. Yeah, see, I used to do, because we're first kiss, but first drink. I mean, I don't remember like the first drink I had. I had my mum wasn't strict. My dad was so strict. Oh my gosh, like really strict. So we never had alcohol. Like even when we were, you know, 16, 17, we didn't have it. We weren't allowed in really. Like I think my dad knew I was drinking. But it wasn't spoken about and I would never have like wine with dinner or anything.
No, I wasn't allowed. Yeah.
My mum in the end would get it for me because she felt more like, well, if I know she's going to a party and like, I know what she's got, then obviously, you know, and that's when I became a bit more open with her, I think. But we used to do the same thing. I mean, this is what I mean about the stories, like loads of them just aren't great. I mean, one time I took alcohol from my parents and like same thing. Hid it. We were like in town and we had it hid behind like some bloody hedge or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. One of my friends got taken away in bloody ambulance and put on a drip and hospitalized and everything. Like,
what?
Yeah, like it was just, I was all right. I was fine. I mean, I was fine. I was like, everything was taken off me. I was grounded for like ever. My dad was so angry at me. Like it was so bad, but I was all right. But yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I think you just obviously get a bit overexcited at that.
Well, also,
age
as well, you have absolutely no like awareness of how alcohol is going to affect you. So you don't know how your limits. You don't know that like to line your stomach. Like you just don't know anything. So it's like I remember Mum used to buy me like the wee Smirnoff ices. And she used to be like, you know, you can have those four, or I think she used to say you need to share them with your friends, sort of thing. But yeah, I think that was it. And you're right that I think mums kind of always go with the kind of attitude of, at least I know. I don't know, I think it's hard. I mean, we went out clubbing, like I was clubbing at 15 and like the nightclubs.
17 we were, and we were just about getting away with it at like one place in Cheltenham. Another place like really caught on and they were really, yeah, strong about it. But yeah, 17. I think maybe I went out once when I was 16. I'm not sure, but yeah. Gosh, 15.
Yeah, it's quite young, isn't it? I used to have this girl in the year above me's ID. And I barely looked anything like her. Or she must have been 2 years above. Oh no, she was 2 years above me. She must have been because of the age thing. So yeah, maybe I was about 16. But yeah, I used to have her ID and I actually permanently had it because she basically had a provisional. She thought she'd lost it, ordered a new one. So then she had like a spare provisional.
Mm.
And years ago, they didn't scan them or anything like that. So yeah, so I just had it permanently. And so I actually got the most horrific fringe cut, like horrific, because it made me look older because you couldn't see my eyes.
Oh my God, brilliant. I thought you were going to say to look like the ID.
No, I got it so that because I didn't look anything like her. So it hid my eyes so that like you could see that, you know, wasn't me. And it's different now. I don't even look like my ID now, but the difference is like, when you're that age, you're supposed to, right? Because it was only supposed to have been taken 6 months prior or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, we did the classic, like you'd be walking, you do, because we do like pre-drink, it was all about not spending money as well. Like we'd go out with maybe £10 cash or £20 cash and that whole night and the taxi home and all of that. So we'd usually like pre-drink. I lived in town, so we'd pre-drink at mine. And then we drink loads because we were like, we're going to get drunk here.
Yeah.
Go out a little bit later, go straight to like, and you know, all the bars and clubs had like deals and stuff like that. And you'd get £1 shots or whatever. But on the way there, you'd be like learning the ID.
Yes, you would.
What's my star sign?
Oh my What's God, my yeah. host What's for the star sign thing?
Even me practicing the freaking signature at home, like as if they're going to get you to do that.
Oh my God, I remember doing that. Oh my gosh, I really remember doing that. Also as well, like, never in my life as a bouncer asked my star sign.
Hi all, it's TV's Gail Porter here. I am so excited to tell you that I am joining the Paranormal Activity family and will be hosting a number of live podcast recordings across the UK. The first is on the 5th of October at London's haunted Richmond Theatre. Expect terrifying tales, audience interaction, and hopefully a spirit or two. If you want to join me and share your own paranormal experiences, get tickets at www.paranormalpod.co.uk.
Now, you just couldn't go out. Like, if you were under 18 now, no way.
It's
not getting into bloody revs at this rate. No way.
Yeah, it's way harder. I mean, in Manchester as well, you've got like some of the bars that are a bit notorious for like things happening and like fights and stuff. Yeah, you've got bloody airport security and scanning devices and everything. Like, it's, you know, crazy.
And also as well, a lot of clubs do it now like as a security thing, so they know who's in, so if there's any trouble they know who's done it. And
yeah,
we actually went to this is hilarious, went to Witherspoon's down in Camden because they've got that one that's basically, it's the only pub that you can like sit by the water. And it was last summer we went, my mum was there, my dad was there, my mum's uncle, so my mum's uncle, and they wouldn't let my mum and dad in without ID. And my mum and dad were like, what? Like, obviously, we're not under 18. And they were like, no, but it's like a security thing. No one gets in here without ID.
Yeah, they did. I went to an event recently and he literally went down the queue like, no ID, no entry, no ID, no entry. And I was just thinking, imagine if you just forgot it. And obviously, your parents aren't gonna bring it necessarily.
Who's walking about with that? No one. Honestly, it's wild. I want to talk about my first party, though, because my first party that I ever hosted, I might have told it. The story on the pod, I can't remember, but basically my first party that I ever hosted was my mom and dad were going away for the weekend, or what I thought was away for the weekend.
Oh yeah,
I did tell this, didn't I? And I took the house keys and pretended I was going to stay with my friend Laura, and then when I thought they were away for the weekend, I decided to invite the whole year group round to my house. Don't know how many actually turned up, but the whole year group is about 250, 300 people. I don't imagine that many turned up, but it felt like it at the time. And then my mum and dad hadn't gone away for the weekend because they'd been rained off and drove right in the middle of it.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah, they went mental. There was just people everywhere. Like, and there was people in the garden. There was people in every single room of the house. Like, we don't have a small house, and it felt like, you know, like, you were bumping into people. Like, it was so, and then there was these boys that it was so funny because I'm like obviously throwing this huge party, but I've still made everyone take their shoes off.
Yeah.
I'm like, my mom's gonna kill me, take the shoes off. As if I could just throw a party like that and they wouldn't notice that their house is like not in the condition that they left in. You know, it's just so stupid. But there was these boys that just like picked up all these shoes and was just like literally carrying piles of shoes, shouting, parents, parents. And everyone was jumping the fences. It was so funny. And my mom and dad were like, get out. So I just left. I was like, okay.
That's, yeah. In our old house, we used to have kind of like, this sounds a bit, I don't know. Well, we had a basement and then we had like different parts of the house because they renovated it. So we kind of had like a party on each floor kind of thing. And my brother, and this was for New Year's, my brother was in his like room thing at the top and he had his friends over. And then my parents had all their friends like on the main bit. They were, yeah. And then in the basement, I had all of my friends. And it was, yeah, I tried to get people to take their shoes off. They did not do that. And the disrespect, like, it was bad. People turned up that, like, I did know them all, but there was this group of boys that turned up And my dad's an antiques dealer. So there's a lot of like things in the house that are like old things, lace and things like that. But there's basically these scales. They're like my mum's favorite thing, but that it's really old school scales. They're super heavy and they've got like the dial on the front, like a clock, and then they've got glass. Mm-hmm. These boys were like, they were like showering naked. So they had all the water everywhere. One of them punched straight through the glass. Blood everywhere. Oh, it was bad. Like, I didn't even know this had happened. My parents came down a couple of times, but not when it was when it was really bad. This girl opened a brand new box of oats for some reason and threw them everywhere. It got trodden into the ground and it was so bad. There was like all alcohol in the Xbox. People took loads of my brother's stuff from his room. Like it was so bad. I'd spend my Christmas money on getting the floors professionally cleaned.
Oh my God.
I had to try and get the stuff back. I literally just said, I put a thing out on Facebook like, look, I don't care who's taking it. Like, can I just have it back? No. Because it was like signed rugby shirt and his headphones. Yeah.
Oh my God.
I know. And these boys didn't even like, I asked if they'd pay to replace the glass because they broke it. But yeah, no, they weren't asked at all. But that was,
I feel like the type of boy that punches a glass scales isn't the type of boy that coughs up the money.
Funnily enough, he ended up punching one of my best friend's boyfriends and did he go to jail in the end? But he busted his whole jaw and everything. So, you know. Obviously,
there you go.
Certain type of person. But yeah, that was bad. That was, I'd hosted stuff at mine before, but that was like my biggest party and last.
Honestly, it's actually crazy when you think about it, like, because I wouldn't even do it now because I couldn't be bothered with the yag.
No, I hate hosting. I don't know. I love hosting and I hate it. But the problem is I'm a bit of a control freak. And like, if people are at mine, I just.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
You should celebrate yourself every day, but some days you should celebrate with jewelry. Whether you want to commemorate an unforgettable moment or just bring some added sparkle to your collection, Blue Nile can offer you expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com today and experience the ease and convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com. BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Can't focus on having fun.
Yeah, do you know what? I'm actually not too bad. My partner's like that. I actually, honestly, he's like, no, I can't relax. Because he's really quite like, likes his things the way he likes his things, you know, whereas I'm a bit freer. But I just couldn't, I honestly don't want the act. It's really old of me, isn't it?
No, I get it though. I get it. I mean, also things happen accidentally, like with friends that you trust.
I know, exactly. Yeah. Yeah, no, it's so true. Let's talk first job, Soph. What was your first ever job?
So I was always like, I always wanted to earn money and things like that. Like I used to go, like my dad, yeah, he's an antique dealer. We used to go on call. He used to take me on calls and things like that. So I would like, you know,
cool.
Yeah, get to see, I'd go to houses with him and he'd be like buying stuff off them and negotiating and things. And I just, I don't know, I always had a bit of a buzz and I enjoyed it. But I did, you know, we had to do what's it called, experience, work experience. So that was my first, I think, like in a proper work environment. And I worked at Paint It Yourself Pottery Club shop.
Oh my God, that's so wholesome.
I did work experience. And then at the end of the work experience at Paint It Yourself Pottery Shop, they offered me the job, which was like, I didn't expect to get a job afterwards, but that was my first job. But what's hilarious, oh my God, I loved it so much. And I Like, I really enjoyed it. I used to do the children's parties. Oh. They loved me. I used to really help them, you know, because like they get really frustrated or they'd be like, I can't do it. And I'd sort of help them out. And I absolutely loved it. I used to get like tips off the parents. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I remember my first tip, I took it upstairs and I gave it to my boss. And I was like, oh, I was given this. And she was like, yeah, you need to keep that. That's yours. You know, you got a tip.
Well, what a nice boss.
Rather than taking it. But I was really young. But and then I basically used to do drama at school, and I got asked to do like an alumni performance thing at my old high school because I went to a different sick form. So I was like 16. And then my drama teacher, she was a bit of an odd'un. She rang my work and said, because I said to her, I can't do it, I'm working. Because I wasn't even that. I was like, nah, I can't do it. And she rang them and she spoke to my boss. Like, I think she didn't even tell me. And she was like, do you mind if she, does this performance, da, da, da. And my boss left me a voicemail and she said, yeah, that's absolutely fine. You can go and do the performance and you don't need to come in the rest of the day. So I was like, great. Got the 94 bus to bloody Gloucester, went and did the performance, got the bus back. And I went into like one shop because I lived near town before I went home. Came in the next day or the next week, the two girls that were like older than me, all they used to do, right? I used to do all the work and the clearing up. They used to paint the bloody window display all day. That's what they used to do. They looked at me like, and I was like, what's going on? And they went, I think you should go home. And I was like, what? And I was really young and I was like, I was so confused. I walked home and I rang my boss and my boss was like, yeah, you know, sorry, we've had to let you go. And I was like, what's happened? And she basically said one of the girls had seen me in the shop in Cheltenham, so they'd assumed that I wasn't doing the performance and that I'd made it up, and they thought my drama teacher was my friend that had rung in to make an excuse for me.
No.
And I was in floods of tears. I was so upset. My parents actually went as vote her.
I was going to say my mum would go down.
Yeah. And so they went down there. But yeah, I had to go pick up my like last wages. And like, it was really awful, you know, because I loved it. I was very good at it.
They still let you go?
Yeah. Yeah.
No way.
Yeah, I know. And I was so fuming at my drama teacher because I was like, oh, like she obviously just sat. She was weird. I was like, great. Thanks for getting me fired.
Oh my God.
So that was my first experience. But yeah, I mean, I did love it though.
I remember my first job was I used to take the money, you know, at the dance school. You know, like when they, and it was, you know, I was definitely too young to be doing it. But yeah, I used to take the money there and I used to kind of trade it off. So I think I used to get like £25 and I used to be there from like 9 a.m. to like 5 p.m. And I know. And I used to trade it off for some classes as well. I think I got to come to like extra classes or something like that. But I love that. And then the minute I turned 16, I could not wait. What's the thing you get when you turn 16? Oh, your national student's number.
Oh, yes. Same. Oh, my God.
So excited. And I was like, yeah. Oh, my gosh, this means I can actually go to work. And all my friends worked in, or a few of my friends, should I say, worked in a suit store in Glasgow. And it was called Slater's Menswear. And like, all the hot guys worked there and like all the hot girls worked there. And it was like the place you wanted to work if you were, you know, like a part-time 16 sort of thing. And I was just so, so excited. And so I was like, can I have a trial? Like really wanted it. Like your national insurance number hasn't come yet. I was like, yeah. But can I do a trial before it sort of thing? And so, yeah, I got my first job there and I absolutely loved it. It was my first taste of sales, you know, like the first time that, because like unlike some of my friends that maybe worked in like New Look or something like that, where you're just kind of like, you know, hanging clothes up and stuff. We actually had targets and every sale that we made had like a number, we had like our sales number and it was like a personal shopping experience kind of thing. And I loved it because they had like, the weekend winners, which was like the bonuses for the weekend workers. And I was like getting the bonus every weekend because I was just like obsessed. And it was good. I think it taught me loads of really good skills and I had the best boss in the world who actually someone said to me the other day that she's still there. Like, and I want to go and see her. And oh my thought, God. Is that a bit weird?
I mean, we could do a whole pod on jobs actually because I've just thought like I my first proper job was Waitrose because we all worked there. Like not because we did, but like, yeah, loads of school people. is. But I got the John Lewis section. I wasn't on like Ambient or Bloody Fish or The Tills.
Fish. Oh, no one wants Bonefish.
I was
oh
on like, God. You know, the clothes and the electricals and stuff, which funnily enough, similarly, that was like my first taste of kind of like sales, because we would literally speak to the customers and I knew loads about TVs and electronics and stuff. That so we were the same, so it was and I got the Sunday shift, and at John Lewis Waitrose you get time and a half on a Sunday, so I was contracted the day that everyone wanted.
Yeah, so good. I used to love shit like that. I think there's something quite nice about first, because I think the older you get, the less you kind of recognize first, like you kind of don't recognize that it's your kind of first thing. I think the only thing I would kind of notice like would be my first time visiting somewhere, I would say.
Yeah.
That's probably the only thing I'd say, that in my adult life, I'm like, oh, you know, I've not been to, you know, maybe it's Italy or wherever it might be. Oh, it's the first time I went to Italy, or it's the first time. I would recognise that, I think. But like in terms of life experiences, I don't think you have as many firsts because you've done a lot of it. So yeah. It's quite nice actually to like look back and think about them.
And reflect. And I think, we got off kind of lightly. We had a list and we've left some out, which I'm happy about.
What, you mean the first time having sex? Is that the one you're happy that you missed out?
No.
Maybe we have to have a part two.
Yeah, part two. Oh. Send us some in. Tell us your, oh, I'd love to know. That was actually really fun. Like, I actually think you should sit down with your mates and talk about stuff like that. It was really nice.
Oh, yeah. It is fun. It is so fun. That's a good idea, actually. We'll do a part two if you message us in and say what first you want to hear. It's contact@theloselipspodcast.com. Yeah, definitely do that. That would be really fun. And then we could do a part two, because it is quite nice to look back, and I'm pretty sure you guys are going to relate to a lot of that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And I mean, there's so many that you could talk about, and it's like, just the, I don't know, it's like nostalgia, isn't it? It's always nice to reflect.
Yeah, and we could get with some juicy details out of Soph that she cannot wait to tell you.
Yeah, no, we'll see about that. Yeah, part two, maybe pending.
Maybe pending. Oh, thank you so much for listening to Loose Lips. As always, we appreciate you guys. We love doing the pod, but more importantly, we love connecting with you guys. So thank you so much. So if you are listening, which if you made it this far, you absolutely are. If you can follow us wherever you're listening, we would really appreciate it, because we're really trying to grow the pod and bring you as much as we possibly can. And it just all really helps. So thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And just make sure that you, follow us on Instagram at The Loose Lips Podcast. Also our personal Instagrams. We love to talk about the pod on there. Send us a DM. We don't mind. It's at Robin Richford with a Y and at Sophie HR Brown.
And we will see you on Friday for Extra Lippy.
We shall. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.